You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Put a page in America's briefing book for Barack Obama to read or watch or to put on his to-do list before he becomes president.
Hi, this is Matt from Brooklyn, New York. I think Barack Obama should watch Who Killed the Electric Car? It's a great film about electric cars and how they were killed by a number of factors, including the auto industry, oil industry, and consumers themselves. And given this bailout of the auto industry, I think he could put some strings attached with that money he's given to the auto industry.
What should be in America's briefing book for the new president, Barack Obama? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Now, Adora, this next story is about Main Street. Okay, I know you're not going to think so, but it is actually about Main Street, not Wall Street, and certainly not
also
the
about
Strip
once,
in Las Vegas.
Right, thriving universe.
Well, casinos businesses are down. I mean, the casinos around the country are doing really, really, you know, they're having a lot of economic trouble in the midst of all of this economic downturn and fears of recession. But you wouldn't know it by looking at the World Series of Poker. It's a changed game. It's a gigantic media event. This year, the World Series of Poker has whittled down the competition from 6,000 entrants to 9 competitors who are going to be playing for $32 million. That's the jackpot, and it's going to be live on TV. Gary Belsky, editor-in-chief of ESPN the magazine, joins The Takeaway on Monday morning to talk about the sports stories of the weekend, including, right at the top, the World Series of Poker. How significant is this, and what, in business terms, is going on? Because poker rooms around the country aren't doing as well as the World Series is doing.
Yeah, a lot of casinos have closed their poker rooms, replaced them with slot machines. In general, I think the World Series of Poker stands out as something separate from the general gaming trends. This year, the total pot for the World Series of Poker is about $180 million.
That's
up from about
$180 million?
Yes.
No recession there.
No recession there, and it's up from about $160 million last year. But by total pot, I mean for the entire World Series of Poker. What people get confused about is that it's actually a 47-day event with 55 different games being played. And the thing that gets the most attention is the main event, which is the one that has 6,000 players. And that's down from the peak of a couple of years ago. So people were thinking that the World Series was on the wane. It probably is a little bit down, but nonetheless, as you can see, the overall pot is higher. And by the way, it won't be live because you can't actually broadcast live poker. You can't broadcast live gambling according to Nevada law.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the November 9 actually played down to 2 yesterday. There's now only 2 guys remaining, and what's going to happen is ESPN, a brand with which I am enormously involved with, is going to broadcast an edited version of the final table tomorrow. The last 2 guys play today, mm-hmm. actually, and then we will have a winner, and they'll do the whole thing tomorrow on TV.
TV and technology have really changed the whole poker game completely. I mean, the experience of watching the game of poker on television is like nothing you'd ever find at the casino. Explain.
Exactly. Well, for the World Series of Poker has been going on for about 30 years, and for the most part, nobody paid attention aside from Gabe Kaplan and a whole bunch of really beat card players. And then about 8 or 9 years ago, somebody invented technology that allowed you to watch the game as it unfolded, meaning you could see everybody's cards as they got them. And that actually made it interesting to watch because you could understand the betting based on what people were doing. And that changed everything. ESPN got involved in a much more serious way. And all of a sudden, it went from being just this tiny, bizarre little world of gamblers to a giant mainstream event. And the big thing about the World Series of Poker, for people who don't quite know what it's about, is that it's as if the U.S. Open in tennis or golf allowed you to buy your way in. So therefore, anybody who is a poker player can actually play in what was or still is the biggest tournament in the world.
I mean, it's a little like American Idol.
Yeah, well, except for you have to pony up. And how much is that to pony up to get in?
To get into the main event, it costs $10,000. And what a lot of people do is they play in, like, I play in a regular Wednesday night poker game, and a lot of times people will either play online or they will play in their regular games, and they will sort of play in what are called satellite tournaments in order to win the money to play to get the $10,000 to play in the big event. But there's also a lot of people who are just rich and want to play. There are a lot of celebrities, Ray Romano, Jennifer Tilly. She's actually become quite a good poker player. So there's a lot of different ways that people get in, everybody has to put up 10 grand, and then everybody gets a seat. You can be
everybody doesn't get a seat. I'm totally jaded. Look, they cast this, okay, right? There's always like the Asian guy, there's the guy with the eye patch and the cowboy hat, then there's like the young sort of internet dude who's sort of there with his like reverse baseball cap, and
there's 1,900 of those guys
in each category, right?
Exactly. And the final two guys, by the way, are down to there's a guy named Peter Eastgate, whom if he wins would be the youngest to ever win. He's 22. And there's a guy from Russia named Ivan Demenidov, and he is a professional poker player. Those are the final two guys. But the tournament will be broadcast tomorrow night. All of this stuff, by the way, is available on the web. You can see who won so far.
One other little sports story before we go. The NCAA basketball tournament is going, or basketball rules, they want to widen the three-point shot line. Why, and what's the resistance to doing that?
Well, in general, they're trying, in basketball is attempting to make the game uniform throughout the world, both between the NBA and international games and Olympics and college basketball. And so college basketball forever, for the last 20 years, has allowed the big shot, meaning the three-point shot, right, as opposed to the two-point shot, to go from 19 feet 9 inches. And now they are expanding it to 20 feet 9 inches. And they think nobody knows what the effect is going to be. It could either make the game more exciting or make the game
or less.
More boring. Yeah, unintended consequences. But I think it's going to be a good thing, because imagine if a tennis court had different sort of lines in different countries or in different leagues. The tennis court is uniform, so should the basketball court be uniform.
Well, Gary Belsky, thanks so much for explaining all that important stuff to us, including the World Series of Poker. Gary Belsky is editor-in-chief of ESPN, the magazine. Thanks for coming to the studio, as always.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.